Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by the Pelican House. 2572.
I just hope we can win a game.
2572.
We won one.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They're awesome. 136 draft beers, a 50-foot TV, LSU, Tulane, and the Saints all won. We had the trifecta this week. You should go to the Pelican House next week. Watch LSU, Florida, Tulane, whoever they play. The Saints are off, so they won't
lose.
Yes. That's a win. So the Pelican House, they're awesome.
4-2, maybe.
The Pelican House, they're awesome. They support us, so you should support them.
Tulane, right? I was texting with Dave during the Tulane game, and they look pretty legit to me. They might be all right this year.
I'm telling you. I'm not even really that concerned about this year. I mean, nobody had any expectations for this year, and they may very well go to a bowl game. But the next few years coming up, I'm pretty fucking excited. I legitimately think that they could be AAC champions in like 2-3 years.
Yeah, when Tom Herman goes to a bigger school. But
yeah, you know what? That's what you got to deal with.
My wife just looked at me with the evil glare. Andrew.
I love that Ralph can't even finish in sentences because of my wife.
Andrew, great Saints comeback or greatest Saints comeback?
You know, I feel like... And I hope people don't take this the wrong way because I love the Saints and it was incredible. I mean, it was unbelievable that they pulled that off.
Best 6 minutes ever.
But I feel like it was different. Like, if you asked me during the Super Bowl season, right? Like, best comeback, you know, the Dolphins and the Redskins were both pretty crazy games. But I felt like so much of that was the Saints just turning on the Jets.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other teams may have... You screwed up a little bit, but they just opened the door ever so slightly, and the Saints just barged in. This was just, I mean, complete implosion by the Chargers. I feel like this had less to do with the Saints and more to do with the Chargers handing it to whoever their opponent was on that day.
It was pretty bad. Dave, yeah, exactly. I admitted freely in my column that I was, like, checked out. I was like, it's 0-4. I got the it's all horrible. Thank God we don't have to watch this team next week. I had that column was ready to write itself. I was playing with my kid. I had checked out. I was like, 0-4 was a done deal. I'm not going to pretend that, like, I was, oh, I'll never give up. They can always come back. Like, none of that bullshit. Like, it was done.
Well, you probably didn't read my article. One, because you don't give a shit about me, and two, because you probably saw the headline and were like, nope, not going to read that today. But honestly, as far as I'm concerned, this is still an 0-4 team. I mean, yeah, it's great that they won. It's awesome. It was super exciting. It's
you
why
sound
we won
like
games.
A speak and spell.
Mm-hmm. Wow. God damn it.
Are you in a bathroom somewhere?
No, I'm where I have been for every goddamn podcast for the last 3 months. Well, I'll make
you sound like you sound like a computer voice.
Don't just go to a different room. We finally got the audio working.
Well, anyway,
AI Dave, give us your take. AI Dave.
Andrew kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, the Saints did not win this game. I mean, the Chargers just totally shit the bed and just lost this game. And if I was a Chargers fan, I would probably be thinking about killing myself.
All right, wherever but you are right now, Dave, don't move a muscle. Do not move.
And then he drops out, probably. That's
total. This morning. Moving forward.
All right. Good times.
The total Dave move. Right when he's about to say something profound, he vanishes like a ghost.
Seriously, you couldn't hear me?
Not the last 10 seconds we couldn't.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Great. Look. This, as far as I'm concerned, this is still an 0-4 team. I mean, they showed me nothing that defensively that would make me feel any better about the rest of the schedule, the rest of the season. They're still terrible on defense, and a lot of that is because of injuries, because they're playing young guys who weren't supposed to be starters, and part of that, too, is I think just still terrible coaching. The linebackers, I don't even know what the hell they're doing out there. Andrew watches the games over and over and looks at the film. He probably has some legit, you know, fact-based gripe about the linebackers or the way they played last week. But just enjoy it. Do not let it change your prediction or your thoughts on how this season is going to end, because it's still going to end at 7-9, probably worse.
I got so many of those emails today. They're still 0-4. This doesn't mean anything.
I wrote today.
Damn it.
Read my article.
They're not 0-4. They're 1-3.
They're 1-3, and that was phenomenal. But they're 0-4. Yes.
They are.
They're not 0-4. I could easily say they're 1-0 after the Raiders game. As easily.
They're 1-3, but they're an 0-4 team.
No,
that's ridiculous.
No, they're
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That was that was magical yesterday, Dave. That was magical. You will the Saints. How many times?
It had nothing to do with the talent of the team. The only way it had to do with the talent of the team was that our offense is awesome, and they were able to convert 2 touchdowns on those turnovers. They answered the call when it was time. That was
pretty
great.
Short fields.
Yeah. Okay. Who cares? They still made it happen. They could have shit the bed. They could have blew it. They could have had the kick field goals or whatever. They didn't. The offense came out and took advantage of those turnovers. That's the only awesome thing that I saw out of this team in this game.
I saw sacks. I saw the.
Oh, Jesus
I
Christ!
Saw,
come on!
I saw the
against a team who's so bad that they cough up the ball in 2 straight possessions.
I saw the Chargers.
Think
coach,
about that too.
I saw the Chargers coach look like his pet just died. It was magical. you know, there is nothing better in life than like the team is lost. It's totally screwed. They're never winning ever, and they came back and won, and yes, the Chargers shit all over themselves, but whatever, dude.
It kind of feels cheap. It kind of feels like a fucking cheap win.
No, it's not. It's magical. It is.
Well, the Raiders were a cheap win for them in week one. Do you feel like the Raiders deserved to win that game in week one?
No.
I feel like that was a cheap win. We were due a cheap win. Now, against the Giants, I felt like the Saints deserved to lose, and they almost stole that one, too. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it was similar to the Giants game, except the Saints stole it this time. But I don't know. I feel like they should have won the Raiders game. So I still feel like they're a 1-3 team.
I mean,
well, I just feel any better about this team, even though they
Nor won. Should I you. Feel- Nor should you. No, if we're looking macro. You know, they're
still awful.
Yes, I mean, I don't think you can look at that game on the whole and be encouraged. But look, football's playing on emotion.
There are
confidence is huge, and I think that this win maybe going into the bye week. I mean, it certainly was better than them losing again and being 0-4. So, you know, every little thing you can use to motivate and give confidence to your young players, you'll take it. But I'm definitely already, I think we all are, we're looking at this with an eye towards next year. And a lot of this is like, how does Ken Crawley look? Can he be a corner next year for the Saints? You know, going into the offseason, what are the needs? Like, I feel like those wheels are already turning in Saints fans' heads. And they should be.
The smart fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still going to watch the games and root for them to win. I mean, I'm not going to root for a draft pick.
Whoa.
I'm not going to root for a draft pick this early in the process. I mean, I'm fully expecting 5-11. I think that's what I originally predicted, and nothing I've seen so far leads me to believe it's going to be any better than that.
And okay, my point is there are people out there who think that.
Well, sure,
there are people out there, you know what fans stand
for, right?
This is
fanatic. And Kevin joined the conversation. Dave still thinks the Saints are 0-4. Kevin, he's just poo-pooing our greatness. He's just shitting all over. He's just shitting all over our fun.
Just let me enjoy this
for one day, damn it.
Actually, technically, we'll be able to enjoy it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
because
man.
It's a bye week.
Yeah.
So. I mean, listen, I fully intend, like, I woke up.
Dynamite drop in, Kevin.
I was in a pleasant mood. That's all I do is dynamite drop ins. Pleasant mood.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
And I'm going to be in a good mood all this week and maybe even going into next week.
Because
they won. No, because the goddamn team won.
It really is
like getting laid.
Yeah. Nice glow about you.
I mean, yeah. Monday Night Football is more enjoyable right now. It just makes everything better. And I know that they're going to be 4-12, and I know it's going to be frustrating as hell to go 4-12 or 5-11 when 9-7 is going to win the South. But, you know... the one good thing I will say, Andrew, that I liked about the game.
I don't know about 9-7. I could see the Falcons winning 10 or 11 games.
The Falcons ain't winning.
Easy. Have you seen that defense? It'll catch up to them.
Dude, Derek Anderson had the ball and was driving for the tying score.
Dave, do you forget that the Falcons started 5-0 last year?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Andrew, the one thing I did like, and, you know, it's kind of maybe they're forced into it because Paul Kruger got his back injured, but I like the fact that Daniel Lasco was getting carries and Onyemata was playing. Like, I want all the draft picks to play. Like, I don't want any – if there's a choice between washed-up veteran or kid to play, the kid's got to play. Like, and I was happy to see that. Do you think we'll see that going forward?
Yeah. I mean, I think right now, at least for now, the mentality is we're playing everybody. And we're going to play everybody until we figure out who can help us win games. Because Jairus Byrd isn't helping us win games right now. And Stephon Anthony and Laurinaitis and all those guys are not helping us win games right now. So we're just going to try everyone. They threw Lasco out there. They threw Nate Stupar out there. B.W. Webb.
B.W. Webb, man.
And if you make plays, you're going to play more. And that's the deal. And yeah. that's the way it should be.
He didn't even know he was on the...
Jesus Christ. Okay, your audio sounds terrible.
Dave's audio is just the worst.
B.W. Webb sounds like the name of one of those jobbers that I could pull up on the WWE Network watching one of them old NWA... NWA Saturday Night episode, like he's losing Arn Anderson in about 4 minutes.
Jesus, our audio is like the Chargers in the last 6 minutes of this game. It is falling apart by the second.
Is my audio bad?
It was.
Yeah, your audio kind of weird there for a second.
My audio's bad? Why?
Not anymore.
Oh, shit.
Kevin, here's a question
How's my audio been?
Your audio is fine.
You're fine, you son of a bitch.
Bang, bang.
Kevin, I have a question for you. Who is more likely to make at least one significant play for the Saints the rest of the year? Laurinaitis or Stephon Anthony?
Uh, I think I would take the bet on Laurinaitis. It's like, he's not.
Jesus.
He's not a guy necessarily that should be leading teams, but he's got experience, and he has made, and he did make plays with the Rams. Granted, a lot of that was in futility, but he did make plays while he was with the Rams. So,
Laurinaitis, laryngitis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not giving up on Anthony. Let's not forget, Vaccaro was benched 2 years ago, and now he seems like the best player on this defense. At least he did the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm not giving up on Anthony. I mean, athletically, he's a beast. He's fast. You know, it's more read and diagnose issues with him.
Can't they figure out something for him, like just rush or something? Can't they figure out something for him to do?
Yeah, I mean, he just needs to develop. He needs to get more comfortable with his role, and when he gets on the field, he needs to perform. I think the main issue was, you know, he finally got a chance to play against the Falcons, and he was a disaster. So, you know, next time he sees the field, he needs to show something. That's the key for him.
Dave.
Yes.
I thought the Saints' pass rush in the second half was really quite enjoyable. Is that something that you could see them maybe doing again in 2016?
I didn't hear any of that because the whole thing cut out because my audio sucks. did not hear any of your questions.
The pass rush, Dave. Comment on the pass rush.
It's
Can the Saints do that? Can the Saints duplicate the second half at all for the rest of the year?
No. Weren't the Chargers down a couple of starting linemen?
Dave is just like fucking cold water. Cariello tonight. He's just pouring it on. Just
It's tough when you have to deal with facts.
Facts, man. You and your facts. Damn. Fact check. Buzzkill is where you are.
Wait, Ralph really is turning into Trump on this thing.
I am, man. Just like, I don't want your facts. I want to revel. I want to do this.
Gina.
I want to pour this game out on a mirror and snort it up again. God, you people. I mean, come on.
That's the line of the week. Ain't nothing topping that.
Andrew, yeah. We got into a little heated thing before the game. I just threw out a fun tweet about, can we talk about how the Saints special teams are a dumpster fire? And it started, it went into like a 90-minute chat where like we were violently arguing with people that this like totally want to disregard special teams and not give two shits about them. But the Saints special teams are still god awful. They didn't have a catastrophe.
I was telling you that yesterday, and you were trying to tell me, "Oh, wasn't that bad?"
Well, they didn't have a catastrophe. That's what I'm saying. They didn't have a catastrophe.
You know what the Saints' record is this year when they don't have a catastrophic event on special teams? 1-0. That's the record.
If your boat has a bunch of holes in it and it's sinking into the ocean, and then you got another boat that was blown up by a fucking cannon, you don't look over at the other boat and go, "Man, we're doing all right." No, you're still fucking sinking.
No, but you're like, "I'm not dead. I'm sinking, but I'm not dead." Right? God. But I mean, like, Bobby April got fired.
Bobby April got fired today, and yet Greg McMahon still has a job.
Oh, God.
Is he the new Joe Vitt of he must know where the Vicodin is?
Yeah. At this point, I mean, to me, Greg McMahon.
No, Joe Vitt is the Joe Vitt.
No, I think McMahon has leapfrogged Joe Vitt at this point.
Wow.
Well, but at this point, Joe Vitt is just like the consigliere. Like, he's just been around so long. It's like, oh, yeah, it's Joe. I'm not concerned about Joe. At least Vitt
had a couple awesome moments as head coach.
Yeah,
I'll give him that.
Yeah, he did. His press conference was after games were magical.
McMahon was handed an all-pro punter and is still incapable of delivering good special teams.
Good? I would take league average at this point.
Yes.
I mean, I do like the little midget Tommy Lee doing fun things on special teams, maybe when he's not getting run over by his own guy.
actually, hang on a second. Wait, if we're gonna make fun of his height, could we go with maybe something slightly safer and yet still clever and call him Tommy Wee?
Tommy Wee.
Yeah.
Tommy Wee Man.
Yeah.
Tommy Wee.
I mean, here's a question for you, Andrew. Is there a, like, the Saints on the road twice have looked kind of awful on offense. They scored 35 yesterday, but they had like 275 yards of offense. They ran for like 2 yards of carry. I mean, what is the issue when they're at home and when they're on the road? It seems very different to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, first of all, I think Breeze is hurt, and I'll save more elaboration for that in a second. But I think on the road, it's just much more difficult to formation people to death, get the play call in quickly, for Breeze to audible and do checks. And you know, I mean, he can go through all those progressions pretty easily at home without crowd noise. All the guys can hear him pretty clearly. You don't have to go silent counts. You know, and all that stuff. So it's just easier at home without crowd noise to operate your offense, especially the way the Saints do it, where there's so much substitution, there's so much confusion, smoke and mirrors, all that stuff. It's easier to pull that off without distraction. So that's part of it. But I'd say, and you know, the dome versus being outside, weather, yeah, wind, you know, that those are all slight factors, but. I think the main thing right now is Breeze in the second half of the Atlanta game. To me, his shoulder looked off. And I saw him shrug it a couple times. You could see it on the feed. And then, you know, the issue, and we remember this, when he was injured and he missed a game, when he was really injured, you just saw the ball come out wobbly. He skipped a couple throws. And we saw that in this game.
He bounced. I
thought pretty much. Yeah, I mean, he didn't push the ball downfield hardly at all. I mean, he was really settling. Now, part of that, I'm sure, is he just didn't want to get hit. But it was a lot of short throws, a lot of checkdowns, and I just felt like he didn't have a lot of confidence that he could make those throws downfield. Now, look, he was never missing this game. We know, like, there's no way Breeze was not going to play against the Chargers.
Even if it meant going to San Diego via Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. But I just think when you look at those final two drives, and on third and three, the Saints are running the ball with like the clock running out, and they're desperate for a score.
Yeah,
they hardly threw the ball on those last two drives, and when they did, it was short throws. And I mean, a commitment like that to the run, I just, with the game on the line, I just don't think Payton does that unless his quarterback's telling him, I can't really throw the ball.
I mean, I think maybe that Michael Thomas throw was like, I got one good throw left. You know?
I mean, that wasn't a hard throw, though. That was more like throw a jump ball and let him catch it. You know, there's no mustard on that. Anytime he was really trying to gun it in there, he couldn't do it.
Yeah, but Kevin,
this is a groundbreaking theory, Andrew.
Kevin, if he's hurt, though, Ed Werder would have tweeted that shit out, right?
I mean, Ed Werder
is our go-to source for all things Drew Brees.
It's possible, but here's the thing: who would be more likely to feed Ed Werder some stuff? This is probably somebody close to Drew Brees. Like, I don't see what the team would gain from leaking it, and somebody from Drew Brees' camp wouldn't want to leak that because that would immediately turn a lot of people off to the whole thing. Like, I can't fucking believe we just gave this guy this massive extension or this giant deal.
Breeze rehabbed that shoulder like a madman and only missed one game, which was ridiculous. And I don't necessarily think he had the same zip on the ball, but last year he found a way to play with that injury and play well. So, you know, it didn't really, I mean, I'll say it affected his play, but last year he was still able to put up good numbers and play well. So, you know, I think he goes in the bye week now. He has 2 weeks to get this right, and I'm sure he'll rehab like a madman again. And
yeah, but hopefully he gets Kansas yeah. City, Seattle, that's, well,
so,
and Denver.
So that's the thing. You know, he's going to play these pass rushes, and you know, one hit is all it takes to kind of set him back again.
Fantastic. You know,
it's a good thing we got a good O line, though.
I mean, I can't overstate enough how desperately this team needs Teron Armstead back after the bye week.
They paid that dude a lot of money, and he plays through a lot of stuff, but he's hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Dave.
Don't look now, but underrated possibility of another awful Loomis investment.
Ugh.
What, Teron Armstead?
Yep.
You thought I was negative.
Jeez.
Oh, he's played 2 of 4 games.
I am not. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great when he plays.
Yeah. He's the highest rated tackle by PFF, yeah. by the way.
That means a lot.
you know.
Depends on which CSC member you ask, Dave. JR will tell you that PFF is the Bible.
The Bible.
The Lord's work.
It is, and some of us are like, PFF, it's nice, but it's not, you know, it's not perfect. In other news that probably only like the fantasy league people care about, but I want to mention it, in the Saints Happy Hour Podcast League, Julio Jones' 300-yard receiving game triggered a 45-point bonus that got dropped on held.
That's not even doesn't even seem fair.
That got dropped on held like a nuclear bomb, and that's why it's awesome. It's not fair.
It is cool, Dave.
But I thought it was funny if a running back runs for 275 or a receiver catches for 300 or a quarterback throws for 550. I feel like that person should win. So they get a 45-point bonus triggered, and it got dropped on held. And he dropped, and of course he drops out.
But Kevin gets the last laugh. Kevin gets the last laugh because he didn't have to root for a Falcon player.
Of course, this podcast.
What was the final score?
I don't know, but I think Julio Jones ended
like
up with like
300 or something.
I mean, Julio Jones had like 90 points by himself. You know, so
what's going on in the Vikings game? I got Jerick McKinnon to get me like 8 more points.
He just got hit for a loss, so not too good.
I need like a 30-yard touchdown in my game.
I need like the field goal kicker for there's held.
Yeah, what the hell happened there? You started talking about Julio Jones.
Julio Jones dropping a nuclear bomb on you in fantasy, which I thought.
Yeah, we figured you just hung up because you didn't want to hear it.
Well, that too. I mean, Julio, I mean, that was a goddamn joke and a half.
Thank you, man.
You know,
the best part of that Julio Jones performance is it made the Flipper Anderson performance look like child's play.
It did. And the thing was, like, every time Carolina would get back in the game, Atlanta would be like, all right, throw it to Julio. I mean.
Dude, side note, after watching what Julio Jones did to the Panthers, kudos to Ken Crawley, man. He didn't get lit up like that.
No. Atlanta was just running for 200 yards on the Saints.
Well, you know, take what you can get.
Yeah. So, look, the Saints are 1-3, and I know Dave says, look, you know, it's not changing anything. But I'll start with you, Andrew. Did you see anything that
13-3
that made you think that not that they can even change your prediction of 6-10 or 5-11 or whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
But can they give us some good and delicious false hope and get on a little roll and like get themselves to like 3-3 and have us believe for like 10 seconds that they might make something this year only to crash our hopes later?
Yeah, I mean, I still think their receiving core is awesome. I mean, they've got to find a way to get Cooks the ball more. But Michael Thomas is a beast. And, you know, Snead didn't really get much going in this game, but he had a nice reception. So, I mean, that still feels really good. I think on the defensive side of the ball, last year it was beyond hope because it was like no interior pressure and Browner just man up against the guy, like getting blown by. And half the time he was just holding on to his jersey for dear life. So, like, to me, that was just like incompetence. Like, there was no talent. The mistakes I saw in this game were not really talent as much as mental mistakes. The first touchdown, Robertson doesn't play deep enough as the middle linebacker in a cover two scheme, and he's not the middle linebacker. He's plugged into a new position that he has to learn. So, you know, that's forgivable. And then, you know, the second touchdown, again, Robertson doesn't get deep enough, so Von Bell has to come over to help him as the free safety. Crawley doesn't, you know, bump his receiver enough, he kind of gets a free release, and so he makes a catch down the sideline, and then Bell tries to overcorrect to come and make the play, and he misses a tackle. So, like, I mean, those are mental mistakes, and those can be corrected. When you just get flat-out beat because you're not good enough, and that's what we saw over and over last year, to me, that's more concerning. That's a talent issue. You know, going back to the interior pressure thing, that's something I have seen from the Saints this year. And Fairley was a great pickup. And he has 3 sacks now in 4 games. This is the 3rd game in a row where he's impacted the passer. So Fairley's been a nice pickup. Davison's coming along. They haven't even played Sheldon Rankins yet. And you feel like he's going to be an impact on the interior as well.
Remind me, when are they getting back? When are they getting Rankins and Bro back? Remind me again.
Well, Rankins can't come back until week 9 because that's when he's eligible for PUP. So, you know, they said he's ahead of schedule, and, you know, that's a 6 to 8 week injury that he had. So I think he'll be ready to play week 9. So that's – Bro can come back at any time. It's just because he's on the active roster. It's just a function of him healing. And he had a 6-week injury that happened in, what, week 2? So they probably come back around the same time. I would guess around week 9 for both of them. But I just think the interior defensive line was so horrendous last year. It was like a non-starter. They got no pocket push. They couldn't stop the run. I think this year we have seen glimpses of pocket pressure and stopping run. And so that's a foundation for building a defense that can actually be competent. So,
ooh,
to me,
competent defense.
That's at least, it's at least encouraging.
Dave, what will the Saints have another interception before Halloween on defense?
Oh, man, Jairus Burke almost had one.
That was a sick pick, too. I mean, that was an awesome pick.
Oh, man. Yeah, they'll have another one. That's what. Well, we have a bye though. So I mean,
they're gonna pick off Cam Newton.
The Carolina tackles are so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
The PFF rated the top 10 offensive linemen that have given up the most sacks. The Carolina tackles are both in the top 6. Kevin, what are the odds that the Saints how do I phrase this? Mark Ingram is kind of looking. Ingram, 1,000 yards.
That catch, though, that wheel route catch, what a catch.
Yeah, that's hard.
Kevin, 6,000 yard. My dream of the 6,000 yards for Breeze is dead because, you know, when you only have, don't even have.
Because his arm's busted.
Because his arm's falling off.
Noodle arm.
Mark Ingram, 1,000 yards, Kevin.
Let's see, what is he at right now? He's at 221. I mean, that's through four games. times what, four.
480.
That's 8-8. Yeah, I mean, that's I mean, he's really got to. God, what the hell would he have to? He's got to average about 70 or so.
Yeah, the Panthers have kind of given up some runs.
Yeah,
Denver ran the ball all over them.
I don't I mean, I wasn't. I'm not surprised that Carolina's secondary stinks without Josh Norman, but their run defense is bad and their pass rush is not good. Like, what the hell is going on? They're not injured up front.
About to pull that up.
They're not injured up front, Andrew. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas Davis got injured yesterday.
Their top 10 rushing defense. Their top 10 rushing defense, they've allowed 361 rushes or 361 yards on over 100 rushes. So three and a half per attempt.
I'd give a kidney to have the Saints average 3.5 yards rush on defense.
Yeah, New Orleans rushing is. They've given up 486.
That's so skewed by the Atlanta game, though.
And 4.4 yards per attempt.
That's so skewed by the Atlanta game, though. And that one run against the Raiders. You take away that one run against the Raiders and the Atlanta game, and their Saints are giving up like less than 2 yards a carry.
You can't take it back because it fucking happened.
Right. Right,
no, I know,
right.
But I'm just saying. If you add the two games that they've played against the Giants and Raiders on the road, they're giving up less than 2 yards a carry.
Giants and Chargers, yeah. I think it's fair to say they've been really good against the run for three games, and they were abominable versus Atlanta.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Dave. As we go forward, what is a fair judge of this defense with all the injuries? We're at the quarter pole. So what do you want after the bye and we get through October? What do you want the defense to be when we get to November 1st? Like what's a realistic in your mind that you're like, I think they can be here in November. On defense, what's your?
You mean like a ranking?
No, like what do you like? What do you? What do you like? What do you? What well, do you think is like reasonable for them to achieve that would be positive by November?
I mean, one thing I'd like to see is all these young guys are, you know, Andrew kind of touched on it before. Yeah. I mean, all these young guys.
I touched on it.
you touched on it. But all these young guys playing, it'd be great, you know, just to see some improvement and see them develop a little bit as we look toward season, because I don't expect much from the team as a whole this season. And if they get healthy, it'd be great. I would love to see turnovers be a more regular occurrence.
Regular occurrence, like a bowel movement?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Well, so the Saints have gotten six turnovers, and they happen in bunches of threes over the span of like 5 minutes.
Right. I would like to see them be able to make that happen more often, more regularly. You know, maybe here's in the morning after a cup of coffee.
Here's a friendly reminder to people.
Do you guys know when the Saints' last pick six was?
Dude,
is it Patrick still Robinson. Jonathan Vilma?
Yeah, it is. John. It's
Patrick
Jonathan.
Robinson didn't have one?
Yeah, but I think that was earlier in the year. So it was like...
I'm pretty sure Mike Vilma in week 17 against Cam Newton. Is that the last pick six we've had?
2014, yeah. I think you are.
I'm not even... They don't even need to, like... You know, you don't need to score a touchdown off of the turnover. I just want the turnover.
Yeah.
I don't know. B.W. Webb had a decent shot at a pick six if he hadn't laid down.
Nah, it's like Kevin said yesterday, man. When you have gone to the blackjack table and are robbing Vegas blind, you pick up and you leave. You don't take that risk.
Right.
Saints needed to get out of Dodge, man. If B.W. Webb had gone to like the five and fumbled, and San Diego had scored, we'd have dude, there'd have been people at the airport ready to find a tall tree to hang him.
And from. I can promise you, he would have.
Oh, Kevin, I totally forgot the question I was going to ask you just now. It just went in and out because I was paying attention to Monday Night Football. Are we at the point with the Saints where there is like yesterday is like the best that it's going to be. Like there's like even with Breeze for next year and the year after, like there's no playoffs on the horizon. There's nothing going to happen. Like yesterday is like as good as it's going to be with the Saints. Are we there, Kevin?
No. Because again, the beauty of that scenario that I painted, I think last week or the week before, was the Atlanta game is still the final game of the season. The Saints could, the Saints could lose every single goddamn game between now and then. And if they beat Atlanta.
That's the Super Bowl, yeah.
Right. If they beat Atlanta at the end of the year, that game could very well keep them either out of the playoffs or if Dave thinks they're going to be 11 or 12 wins, that could keep them from getting a bye.
You know, I don't even care if the Falcons start Matt Schaub and it's a meaningless game for them. I still would love to beat them in the last game ever in the Georgia Dome. That would be amazing. I don't even care if they're playing like a half team that.
Well, they might have
even
a playoff. They might have a playoff game, so you wouldn't get the full joy of being the last. But like, if they needed to win to get in the playoffs, and the Saints beat them. And the last game in the Georgia Dome.
Oh my
like,
God, that would be magical.
That would be a deal.
So I mean, I know it doesn't matter, and the Saints don't have a game next week, so we don't have a.
Yep. So just so you know, I just looked this up. Indeed, the last pick six by the Saints, it was 2012. They had three of them. Patrick Robinson, Dave was right about that. Malcolm Jenkins had one. And the last one was Week 17, Vilma against Cam Newton. So we have not had a pick six since 2012.
Since Bounty Gate.
The horn. It's happening.
So
this
basically, so what you're saying is that we're paying back all those interception returns from 2009.
Well, Kevin, I'll start with you. The pick six is happening this year for the Saints. Who's going to get it?
My immediate answer was to say Jairus Byrd is a giant fuck you to everybody.
But we know that's not happening.
Right. I mean, he's got to be on the field for that to happen. So I tell you what, I think what happens is Delvin Bro comes back and pulls one off.
Dave, who's going to get the pick six for the Saints this year?
Von Bell.
Andrew.
David Onyemata.
Fat guy touchdown, Nick Fairley.
Hey, I already said fat guy touchdown.
Onyemata. Or like Nick Fairley could intercept
it's gonna
it.
Be Cam Jordan's going to tip a ball. It's going to bounce off someone's helmet. Onyemata's going to catch it and run back like 4 yards for a touchdown.
Over, under. Win total for the NFC South, Andrew, for the team that wins it, is set. I'm going to set it at 8.5.
Thank you for saying half now.
Yeah, 8.5.
I'll go over.
Dave.
Yeah, I think Atlanta gets the 9 wins.
Dave, over under 8.5 wins for the team that wins the NFC South.
We might have lost Dave.
We might have lost Dave.
Good talk, Dave.
Good talk. Good. Kevin, who you
see
got?
Out. Good talk. See you out there.
Eight and a half. Over, under 8.5. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I think the tougher bet might have been saying 9.5.
Carolina.
Because here's the thing. Carolina could feasibly right the ship. Like there's like Cam Newton's still Cam Newton, for God's sake. I mean, that's still a terrifying prospect.
He's been concussed a couple times now, though.
Right, but what I'm saying is that if he's close to full power, he's still dangerous. Right, Cat agrees with
him. Rouse Cat agrees.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dave, over-under. Dave thinks Atlanta's going 11-5, so Dave, I assume you're going over 8.5 for the team that wins the South? 8.5 wins?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Dave has never watched Matt Ryan play a game.
I didn't say 11. I said 10-6 or 11-5.
Yeah.
The Atlanta implosion is going to be so delicious.
I mean that defense is not going
to. You know it's coming.
It's they play.
All it takes is one injury to that offense. Freeman goes down. Julio goes down.
Whoa. Freeman's on my fantasy team. You should
know. Well, let's not get crazy. Atlanta plays Denver this week, and Tampa plays Carolina. So, if Denver can go to Atlanta and win, the Saints could have like a Kevin, I'll use the wrestler term, loser leaves town match with Carolina. Man, they're both 1-3. Right? It'd be like a loser. Like, wouldn't that be like a loser leaves town match?
Yeah, that would be that might be the appropriate term. Well done on you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa beats Carolina. I would not be shocked.
Man, Dirk Cutter's a terrible coach though, man. They downgraded from Lovie Smith. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, when you downgrade from Lovie Smith,
I'm just saying, man. You know, they did. I don't know why they fired Lovie because they were scared Dirk Cutter was going to get another job, and Dirk Cutter is not cut out to be a head coach. I don't know what to tell you. So what are you going to do on your before we get out of here? And I'll start with you, Kevin. What are you going to do on your bye week when the Saints not playing next week?
Sunday. So I'm probably going to go to get like some wrestling practice in. Like go to the training gym. And roll around in the ring, and then after that, I'll probably watch some wrestling.
Awesome. Dave, what are you going to do in the off?
Oh yeah. Next Sunday's a pay per view anyway.
Yeah. So Dave, what are you going to do in your off week?
On Sunday, I don't know. I guess just spend time with the fam and the kids. Yeah. Go to the park.
Go to a nice delicatessen.
I'm sure eating out or brunching will be involved.
Brunch. That's the Davis thing ever.
Hey man, don't knock Sunday brunch, dude.
What are you going to be doing, Andrew?
Oh, who am I kidding? I'll be locked and loaded on Red Zone Channel. maybe I'll reacquaint myself with my family a little bit, learn my kids' names again.
My wife is this close to a trial separation from the Dolphins. She's had about enough of
Ryan. For a second, I thought the show was taking a dark turn.
No. She's had about.
Oh, it has, Kevin.
She has had about enough of Ryan Tannehill. She wants to throw the coach of the Dolphins, Gase or whatever, under a bus. Like, it's not a pretty picture. So we'll see.
I've got a question for you guys. Is the fact that everything the Bears are doing right now blowing up in their faces make you start to wonder about the whole Loomis and Wonder Child Ryan Pace?
Yes, it does, and I'm glad you brought that up. Connor Barth is a disaster, and you know, so the Saints
feel like this is the pot calling the kettle black, though. I feel
well,
like we have no
yeah,
room to
but
talk.
I mean. The Saints.
Misery loves company.
They didn't make the Saints. They didn't make. Will Lutz might have not been the right call, but Connor Barth was definitely the wrong call on kicker. So they got that.
Meanwhile, Kai Forbath still doesn't have a job.
How's the guard that we all lusted over? How's he doing?
Wait, which one?
The guard. The guard.
Oh, from Dallas.
No, from the Bears that the Bears signed.
that we won.
Oh.
I think he's doing all right.
So, final question, then we'll get out of here. Kevin, what is your favorite...
This has been the third final question.
Yeah, I know. but I just thought it's a great question. After a month of the season, since the Saints are terrible, Kevin, what in the NFL team being terrible has you most excited?
Yeah, let me pull up, make sure I got the record here. Standing.
Did we have no Twitter questions?
Oh, yeah, Twitter questions. Forgot about them. Well, sorry, everybody.
Ah, piss on them. Sorry, I love all of you.
Yeah, we love you.
We got 5 minutes. Read a couple.
All
right. Let Kevin answer first.
Oh, God, I don't...
I'm going to make it easy, yeah.
The exactly. Niners.
No, the answer is the Carolina Panthers.
A lot of questions about getting hopes up. Never considered. A lot of people are like, I didn't ever consider leaving the game because I bought tickets and I was there. By the way, they had a shit ton of Saints fans at that game in San Diego.
I think the San Diego fans have just given up because their team's leaving. So that might have been part of it. I think that was the easy ticket to get.
Right. I mean, Sean Fazan tweeted something out either like right after the game started or right before the game started. He's like, man, the stadium's kind of empty. I'm like, and I quote tweeted. I was like, dude, the shitbag owner is trying to leave town. I'd be surprised if the stadium gets to be 75% full. And I didn't even take into account the fact that there could be a lot of Saints fans saying, hey, look, nice weather. Let me go see what that's all about.
Yeah. I have a buddy who's a big Chargers fan, and he texted me before the game that you could get tickets outside for $30.
The problem with that, though, is if you have an owner who's trying to take the team out of town and that annoys you or makes you unhappy, technically the thing you should do is go to the games and fill the goddamn stadium and make the man some money so he doesn't want to move the team.
He tried.
Because that worked with the Rams.
They tried to leave. The Chargers wanted to leave, and the NFL told them no.
No, I know.
Here's a good question. Andrew, I'm going to add this. We had a bunch of people, not too many. We've gone over the questions that people have asked, basically. But here's a great question from Mike Para. My son wanted to watch the Lego movie. The Saints were terrible. I gave up. They won. So now do I have to watch it every game?
Yes, until it stops working. Absolutely, 100%. Think of it as your public service.
Yeah.
Enjoy that Lego movie, buddy.
Yes.
So everybody else asks, can they
don't you dare stop doing it until it stops working.
No. So that about wraps it up. Enjoy this, man. 2 weeks of joy you get. Eli's sucking it up for the Giants.
What's going on with McKinnon?
Nothing, Dave. Nothing.
Come on.
Yeah. It's not looking good for you, Dave.
So he just needs to like make like a bunch of catches. I just need 5 points now. 5 points.
5 points. So
please give this to me.
Go to Canal Street Chronicle. Dave's got an article that it's just cold water on all your joy. go to Saints Nation. Andrew's got grades. Go to Twitter. Kevin's got quoted tweets.
Yep.
Kevin's got thoughts about wrestling.
Yes.
Thoughts about wrestling, so, quoted tweets.
Some of those thoughts are impure.
Instagram.
A lot of those thoughts are impure. I am a sexual deviant.
The Insta face LinkedIn. So do all that. Did the Tulane guy score?
Yes, Darkwa.
Darkwa. All right. So
all right, roll wave.
So for Kevin, for Andrew, for Dave, until next week, live it up.
Let's watch Luke Cage.